You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This season of the WNBA has gone to new heights.
And that means the playoffs are going to be hotter than ever.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson.
And all WNBA season long, we've brought you analysis and interviews with some of your favorite court queens.
So for the finals, you know we're bringing takes you can only find in this courtroom.
Listen to and follow Queens of the Court, a WNBA podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 97.1, TJ joining us at a special dispensation here because he's got a useless hockey tournament to go to. So, TJ, welcome in. Are you calmer Thank now? You. The Tigers' coronation begins tonight.
Oh, yeah. My God, it's been a heck of a month.
How are you not going? That's what we all want to know.
Good question. Yeah, kids, man, you know.
They ruin everything.
Yeah, kids.
Rico, hi.
Yes. Going to do the Pride Bet Casino?
Oh, yes. I wanted to welcome TJ.
Yeah.
In there. I mean, you know,
before you good two to see
got,
you too, Rico.
You know, got a room. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, sorry. Hey, Bleep Hole's here, and it's time for the Prop Bet Casino.
You're right. We don't welcome our guests in. We just start the segment. Who's that voice?
Oh, it's TJ.
No, hey,
should have came in at 2:45.
Hey, TJ, how are you?
And there's no interest in seeing me today.
All right, here you go. All right, here's TJ. Let's do the picks.
Okay. Congratulations, Mike. You may have had the best week ever in Prop Bet Casino. You missed three.
I'll take it.
That was it. So
I'm off the schneid.
We were done counting. As soon as I was like, yep, nobody's beating Mike. Mike's got the winner. So this week, let's start off in Ann Arbor. Alex Orji completed passes over, under 7.5.
I have to believe it's over because they have to begin finding out even if he can be incrementally better. I will say over.
Kenny.
I will say, see, when you said the number out loud, I think I said 6 in my head, so I'll say under, but just by a little.
They say
TJ. Alex Orji completed passes.
Oh, you're here. First I've ever participated.
But you're not eye candy. Answer the question.
Under. Yeah, I think they're gonna run
the
ball.
You gotta do it the right way. You gotta go, well, oh, that's a good one.
Again, that's wow, 7. Oh man. Oh.
You going under?
Gun to my head, I'm going to take the under.
All right. David.
Completions, yeah, they will try. Mike's right, they will try, but he can't complete a pass, so under.
I'm going to go under as well, so Mike's on an island with that. Khalil Mullings, touchdowns over under 1.5.
I'm going to go over. He's the best running back on the team. He's the better goal line back. He's a more physical back. Over.
What was the number again, Rico?
1.5.
Oh, that's such a good number.
Oh, come on.
What about Dono?
Dono.
Roberts.
Give me the over.
Over.
I'm going to take the under because I feel like this is going to be a game where they try to get Donovan Edwards more involved. I think they have like an issue with people thinking Khalil Mullings is better. You know, against a bad team in Minnesota, I think they're going to force the ball to Donovan.
TJ, we're thinking the same thing.
Yeah, I'll take under.
Yeah, because then they would have to admit that even though he's on the cover of a video game, he's not the best
player. I have already explained to you.
I know.
Okay, keep it moving.
I know. Michigan total points scored in the game, over under 23.5.
I'm going to go over. I just don't. Look, Iowa ran it on Minnesota. I don't imagine Minnesota's going to have a good amount of time of possession. I'll go slightly over, but I'll say over.
I had a couple of field goals in this game, so I'm going to say under, but not by that much.
Please, God, let it be over. Over.
Yeah, I'm taking over. Yeah.
It's very verbose, TJ. Thank you.
Do I have to give a reason? I just
no,
feel
no,
me
no, over.
Feel me over.
No, over. Darius Taylor, running back for Minnesota, local Detroit kid, over under 45 and a half rushing yards.
Over. He's too good to be held under that. Jesus. Even if it takes 18 carries.
Well, Iowa kept him at under 40. So just so a full disclosure.
I think Iowa's defense is better than Michigan's.
Okay.
Don't you? No?
Well, just up front, though.
All right. Okay. Sorry. Kenny, go ahead.
Yeah, they were pimping Michigan's defense at the beginning of the season, but I'll say over. Hello, Jennifer.
Oh, good. Now you're talking. Let's go with over. Troy kid. Want him to have a good day.
For the sake of disagreeing, I'll go under.
Like TJ, I'm going to say under because I think they're going to be behind. They're going to have to throw the ball a lot.
That's what I was going to say.
Aiden Childs turnovers. Let's go to Michigan State. Aiden Childs turnovers over under 2.5.
Well, that's a lot.
Under. Because if he gets to 2, I want him benched. Under.
You said turnovers, not just interceptions.
Correct.
I'll
fumbles. Yeah, whatever.
Give me the over.
Turnovers, which include interceptions. Yeah, he'll have 4. So over.
I take the under. You got to figure out at some point, you know, the emphasis of taking care of the football has got to get through at some point.
I'll take the under. Well, wide receiver Jeremiah Smith, over under 79.5 receiving yards.
Over.
Yeah, over.
Under.
Is Nick Marsh playing?
He should.
Okay, I'll take the under then.
But he plays for Ohio State.
Oh, wait. Who are you talking
Jeremiah
about?
Smith.
Oh.
Jeremiah,
I'll stick with
no. The freshman wide receiver for Ohio State.
You didn't prepare me for this, all right?
You're good. You're good.
You just like to make fun of this segment. It ain't so funny now.
It's a hell of a line. I'm going to take the under. Slightly.
It's a hell of a line.
I'm going to go over. Longest play of scrimmage, over under 59.5 yards.
Under. I think it's going to rain. I think they'll kick our ass, but I think they'll do it like gentlemen. It'll just be 13 play drives versus one.
Yeah, I was thinking under. I'll go under.
I'll go over.
Yeah, there you go.
And then Bane will come out.
I kind of want to take the over. I think Michigan State's going to need some I think Michigan State might have a chance. Some sort of sorcery, a trick play, a reverse pass.
I'm going to go over. Michigan State total points or the amount of runs the Tigers score on Saturday and Sunday.
This season of the WNBA has gone to new heights.
And that means the playoffs are going to be hotter than ever.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson.
And all WNBA season long, we've brought you analysis and interviews with some of your favorite court queens.
So for the finals, you know we're bringing takes you can only find in this courtroom.
Listen to and follow Queens of the Court, a WNBA podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whoa, great number, Rico. Give me choice A.
Okay.
Tigers going to clinch tonight and fall asleep the next 2 days.
Mike's going victory for MSU. All right.
Yeah, Tigers offense has been suspect all season long. I'll go MSU.
We score 10, Tigers score 9. 38-10 final.
Yeah, I'll go Michigan State here.
I'll take Tigers. I don't think Michigan State gets over 10. And Tigers do.
I'm going to, for my own sanity, go with MSU. Monday night game. Monday night's game. More receiving yards, Jackson Smith Njigba or Amon-Ra St. Brown?
Wow, great number. I'm going to go Amon-Ra. They'll get him his matchups. They'll get him in the middle of the field. They'll get him away from Witherspoon. You'll have the ability to... I'm going Amon-Ra.
Yeah, this, I think, for me, is my Amon-Ra breakout, big breakout game. I'll go Amon-Ra St. Brown.
I'll go JSN here.
I'll go JSN, too. I think this is more of a Sam Laporta and maybe a big receiving day for Jahmyr Gibbs coming out of the backfield as well.
Oh, someone's got intel.
Yeah.
I'm going
JSN as well. I think it's just going to be a matchup problem for the Lions. Over, Hater. Under... J-Mo touchdowns, 0.5.
I mean, just on a probability level, you pick under. It's hard to score a touchdown every game as a receiver, especially a guy who doesn't have a huge target share. Under.
for no football reason other than I want it to happen. I'm going to say, perfect. That's right.
There we go. Over.
Under.
I think he scores. Yeah. Seattle plays a lot of one high.
Just got done saying it's a Gibbs-Laporta game, okay, and now you're picking this.
Give me one touch, one catch for 40 yards. I can see that.
Under. This man is a menace.
DK Metcalf, touchdown, over under, 0.5.
Over. Dude's built like a transformer.
Under.
Yeah, I'll go under as well.
I'll take over because I think the Lions are going to win big, and Seattle's going to have to throw the ball a lot.
Oh.
Jared Goff, rushing yards, over under 7.5.
I'm going to go under. Mobile Goff season specializes 6 yards and under.
I genuinely, behind the glass, did the, that's a good number, because I was thinking 6 or 7. I'll go over because it's Mobile Goff season.
That's right.
I'll go over as well.
It goes Lamar, Anthony Richardson, Mobile Goff.
Big Jalen Hurts.
I'll go under. I think he gets to 8 or 9 and then goes below that number with some kneel downs at the end of the game.
Oh. I'm going to go under as well. Jared Goff interceptions, over under 0.5.
Under. It has to stop.
Yes, for my sanity, under.
What's that number again?
0.5.
Yeah,
will
over.
He throw one?
Over.
A yes or no question. I'm with Mike. I think it's got to be an emphasis this week. We got to take care of the football. I can't beat this team throwing interceptions. I'll take the under.
All right. And 18 top 25 games this week. Over under upsets in college football. Top 25. 3.5.
Is this spread or is this
he's talking
ranking.
Just straight up. Like,
just ranking.
Yeah. Upsets.
Okay. Upset. This team beat
Notre
that
Dame's
team.
They're higher, singing the, but they're
singing the fight. Who sings the fight song?
Okay. Gotcha.
What do you got?
I'll take the over. Yeah, I think there's some
David,
good teams ranked higher that are the favorite.
Kenny.
The most important ranked game of the weekend takes place.
No one cares.
In Tuscaloosa, I'm taking the under.
Under.
I'm going to go over.
I bet you are.
Well, all right, that's it. That's your Prop Bet Casino 97.1.
This season of the WNBA has gone to new heights.
And that means the playoffs are going to be hotter than ever.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson.
And all WNBA season long, we've brought you analysis and interviews with some of your favorite court queens.
So for the finals, you know we're bringing takes you can only find in this courtroom.
Listen to and follow Queens of the Court, a WNBA podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.